Think back just a few decades to the 1990s. If you wanted to hear Lenny Kravitz, Backstreet Boys, or the Spice Girls on demand, you'd have to go to the store and buy the entire album. If you wanted just the hits, you had to listen to the radio. Or you could buy a compilation CD, like Now That's What I Call Music. The first Now CD in the U.S. was released in 1998 and went platinum, and every compilation since has been in Billboard's top 10. This past week, the 50th volume was released, a milestone that stands out considering how much has changed since that first album. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. And I'm not just talking about the music itself, but the way people listen to it. We caught up with Jeff Mosco. He's the head of A&R for Now That's What I Call Music in the U.S. A&R stands for Artists and Repertoire, which means he has been in charge of picking the playlist since album number 4. So I asked him, in 2014, the age of downloads and streaming services, are compilations like Now That's What I Call Music still relevant?
It is absolutely still relevant. People, they don't really have a lot of time to buy songs, put them into a playlist form, connect that in their car. They want someone who they trust to put this curated playlist together for them.
How in the world do you go about making those decisions? Yes on this song, no on this song.
In the past, before digital sales and before streaming, a song would get play, it would move itself up the charts, and we would select the songs from that list. Now, we do use airplay, but there's also other elements today. Social virality, you know, tracks and artists that have a momentum, and sometimes that happens before the song necessarily gets airplay. And on Now 50, we have Selfie by the Chainsmokers, which is getting airplay now, but at the time we selected, it was really a viral phenomenon.
But do you think about how the album hangs together? Does anyone think about that anymore?
Other than selecting the songs, that's the most important part. I will wring my hands over a quarter of a second in space between one or two tracks because it has to have just the right flow and just the right time. And you're trying to create moments of drama where one song ends and another song begins and consumers are having a great time.
Jeff Mosco puts together the music compilations for the series Now That's What I Call Music in the United States. Jeff, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rachel.